Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a while. Welcome back to, I suppose it's the second episode of the actual proper season of Zero News online on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, everywhere, all those places. Deezer, all those places. You'll be able to find copies of us now. Some of them will have original content like this one. Others will be transferred from the video versions. So this is going to be a quick one, because as you may tell, I'm losing my voice very quickly. I've been up a long time, working quite hard, and I've been very ill all at the same time. It's just unfortunate timing. Anyway, I realised that the way I'm feeling, I'm probably going to have to take a day or two just to recover, but I got plans, obviously. So, first thing is, the Voice of Britain. I haven't done much for yet, and the show, the Voices of Britain, I definitely want to be doing more regularly. And whether it's to do Voice of Britain, or whether it's to come on my show, or whether you want someone high profile on my show, when I got Anne-Marie Waters on there and Richard Inman and people like that, it was because you wanted them on there. And I used to say to you, well, look, go and tell them. Because what would happen is I would ask them, but you would also be telling them at the same time. So they would actually know the public wanted it. So if you still want me to do, because everybody seems to say I come into my own when I'm doing interviews. So if you do enjoy those interviews, then either A, step up and write to me at thisiszeronews@gmail.com, and I happily will talk to you. And what platform it goes on, obviously, depending on where you're from, but if you're from the UK, we're going Voices of Britain. And also, if you wanted me to speak to someone more high profile, tell that to me, but also tell it to them. It does make a difference. It's worked before. That's how I've got pretty much all the high profile people on so far. So there's that, and I did want to talk to you about that. Now, in terms of what's coming up, well, as I tried to hint the other day, been busier than expected, much busier than expected, which will all be explained. I've talked to you about a migrant map, there is a migrant map out there, but this one is going to be a migrant map assembled and put together by people you trust, people you know have actually been looked and seen it. I'll give you, for instance, there's a migrant hotel that we've checked out, and it's no longer a migrant hotel by the looks of things. You know, you've got to keep an eye on these places to know what's what. And also, many places, once they get a contract with the government, change their name to try and disappear off that map. So that's why we've got to keep an eye. There's definitely a possibility of us working with people at Active one side and whoever's in Cornwall the other, and covering the South completely. That's not unrealistic in terms of the migrants. But we've also got to be prepared that it's more than likely that any time now they're going to try and pass some kind of law stopping us from talking to them or filming them. Don't get confused about the law that says you can't film migrants coming over. That is not a law against us. If you read it properly, it says it is a law to prevent people from filming migrants coming across the channel in a favourable light. It specifically says favourable light. What that means is they can no longer flood Facebook at the MSM TV and all the other places they do with all these illegal migrants, criminals, basically, that they've turned into heroes and made you feel sorry for. Not you, but you know what I mean. So what's happening is that they're stopping all of that. So someone out there is trying to help us. So bear that in mind as we go forward. So coming up, obviously I gotta get better, but coming up, I've got some few things to film that I won't be talking about until they're done. A little bit of research to do. We still need more help for our channel. So if there's people we know that want to volunteer for certain services, I'd be open to listening. We've always had a good community at Zero News. That good community is coming back together again. And people are welcome to take part and be a part of doing good. And we are now putting our own foot first out there. And we are stepping up to the plate. And we'll keep doing it for as long as we can. We're not funded. We're struggling for money. But every penny we get, we will use for that. So coming up will be Voice of Britain, multiple episodes, Voices of Britain. Also, I need some guests for that, as I've got a couple in, but a couple let me down, a couple are busy, so I need a couple of people in. So anybody want to volunteer, this is zeronews@gmail.com. Also, there'll be I'd call it a mini documentary stroke podcast coming up on Voice of Britain and other platforms. There'll be some walk and talks by the weekend, not this weekend, probably next weekend, if I'm better by then. Basically, as soon as I'm better, I'll do the walk and talks again. But with my producer now, which will be a lot better. Also coming up is the first episode of my history program, which I'm ready to do now, my history podcast. And I think really everything else I'm doing. And then obviously, I'm making videos with Tommy and Scoop. But I need to spend some more time doing Voice of Britain as well. I have to get off here in a minute. And also my own channel. We need to grow it. Because the bigger I grow it, the more it gives me power to piss off people that normally could swat me away like a fly. It's power of the people, because the power is given to us by you. And there's a lot of people that like to strut around pretending that they're special, but they're not special. All they got was a bunch of you to press the subscribe button. You made them special, and they forget it so quick. They forget that what you give, you can take away. I never forget that. So coming up is plenty of things. And as I said before, whether we've got money behind us or not, we will do whatever we can in that moment. If it's a studio podcast because we can't afford to go anywhere, that's what we'll do. But we're not out of this battle. We're never going to be. Whether it's migrants in the moment, that's the thing that is, revived. But we also need to look at the way the left is and how organised they are. Hope not, hate all these people. A stop needs to be put to all of them. But one battle at a time. So let's sort the migrant situation out whilst we can still film. And before they change any laws to make it more awkward for us. And in the meantime, yeah, watch this space. And please, as I said, feel free, if you have a story or if you have any footage yourself of migrants, remember we're putting a map together. So please feel free to send us that footage. This is zeronews@gmail.com, because, or on Telegram, because I will put that into a mini documentary with the other videos I got from other people. So please feel free to send us anything you have. I've got to go, guys, because I'm going to lose it completely in a minute. But what I will say is thank you so much for your support. Thank you for watching. Thank you for all coming together as a community for me again recently. It's been fantastic. Our numbers on Get Approved that we are getting out. And YouTube is playing games. And it's just great having you all back. And this is what we needed to be. It's great having certain people out there that I fell out with before, creators, that we're now facing the same direction, fighting the same battle, because that makes me truly believe that we can win. And it's also nice not being on opposite sides from each other when we're supposed to be on the same goddamn side. It feels great to be doing what we should have been doing for a very long time. I am Tom Fury, and I am Rude by Choice.